Greetings, folks. Welcome to another edition of the Rosary Army Catholic Podcast. My name is Greg Willits from Rosary Army.
And I'm Jennifer, his wife.
And we're so glad to have you with us again. Why are you laughing already at the beginning of the program? You start these little chuckles. You get these chuckles going right at the start of a program. Throw me off. Here we think we're going to have a clean and easy show, and you start laughing at me.
You know, I guess I'm just super sensitive to those little technical glitches because they're so loud and obvious and glaring to me, even though hopefully you, the listener, do not perceive such things.
As if they're not going to notice it now that you just pointed it out to
all
of them.
But see, they do not know what I was laughing at exactly. So therefore, it still remains a mystery.
The truth is we have gotten a few emails about the last couple programs. We were trying a new technical setup here, and I don't want to go into all the details, all the boring, boring details, but I basically was trying to record straight to MP3 instead of recording to WAV and then transferring it later. What I was trying to do is save a few steps. I was trying to make this program do what it's supposed to do, but Cast Blaster has not been cooperating with the sound levels and everything in this new setup that we have. So now I'll have to go back to the old way.
Well, the hard way. But, you know, it's
the
good
long way
that we take the extra steps.
Yes.
Because we do care about the quality of our product.
Of course.
Here. And we are very, very sorry if it has not met the standards of many of our listeners.
Well, we are glad that you are joining us for another podcast. My name is Greg Willits.
And I'm Jennifer, his pregnant wife.
Very pregnant wife.
Speaking of pregnancy, I'll go ahead and give you a little update on where things stand. But I am actually going to be closer to 26 weeks pregnant. And I had to go to the OBGYN today because it was that wonderful gestational diabetes test. And if you have ever been pregnant, if you've ever had this test, you might remember it involves drinking a very syrupy, sweet, cold, orange-flavored soda.
Like this orange goo.
Kind of like Sunkist.
You
got to drink it within about 3 minutes.
But it's more like Sunkist soda or orange Fanta when it's still in its syrup form.
No. It really isn't. It's more like a soda.
Oh,
it's,
it is.
It's not as heavy as syrup.
Making me feel all guilty and everything.
It's not like cough syrup.
You're going to the doctor to have yourself a nice little drink, and you're just making me feel like it's this horrid. You're like, it's this orange stuff, and it's like this. It's like something they'd serve in the cantina in Star Wars.
But you know, really, what it is, it's the weird dietary fast that I have to undergo for the 3 hours prior to the test, and then the hour I have to sit there after I drink it and I can't leave, so it's like I'm in jail held against my will. And I almost just busted out of there, you know, 58 minutes into this test. I'm supposed to wait
one hour.
Right, I about escaped from the OBGYN and they didn't even stop me. They didn't realize I fled the premises.
It's not like,
okay,
what are you, like the pregnant bird woman of Alcatraz here?
So I had to realize my error. It's like, oh wait, I didn't give my blood yet, and that's like the point of the test.
That's why you've been fasting for like 24
hours. The whole point is for me to drink this liquid, let it be in my bloodstream for an hour, cultivating, doing its magic, getting its glucose level readings that would be in my blood, and then exactly 1 hour later they gotta draw my blood and run the test. And I left at the 53-minute mark totally forgetting that they had to take my blood.
Yeah.
But then I went back and I said, wait, I think I'm not supposed to leave yet. No. You're supposed to go this way to that waiting room down there. Okay. Yeah. So sorry.
So anyway, that was today. But you had to have this test. It was an important test that you had because it does check for gestational diabetes.
Yes, but, you know, she said I'm extremely low risk because I have no history of it.
Despite
my age.
Despite your increased age?
Despite the fact that I am considered high risk because I'm an old lady.
Yeah, I should say
so. I'm an old bag with a bag with a baby in it, apparently. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I am right on target. Everything looks good. She measured the belly, you know, because interestingly
enough. Did she measure the belly or they didn't do an ultrasound?
No, they don't do that. They just simply take a physical measurement with a tape measure and they measure the distance of the uterus because every centimeter of growth corresponds to each week of growth. So if you're 25 weeks pregnant, you should be measuring, give or take 2 centimeters, around 25 centimeters. It really matches.
I'm serious. It's like cutting a tree down and like counting the rings to see how many years old it is.
Well, I asked her, well, then what did my belly measure today? She's actually, you measured 26 and you are 26 weeks tomorrow.
Wowzers.
I'm like, tomorrow? Tomorrow's Friday. Yeah, that's when your week changes. They have you down as a due date of January 24th. Oh, well, I thought it was the 26th. Oh, doesn't matter. What's 2 days? Yeah. You know, who really cares? Yeah. At that point, the baby's coming within 2 or 3 days of that date.
Yeah, baby won't
but
be
I'm right on
point.
Target. The baby's not looking big, which is another sign of gestational diabetes. You know, having a big baby, but everything looks good. I feel good. Got the typical little aches and pains, which are very normal for me at this stage of the pregnancy, yeah. So I'm good.
Yeah, for those of you listening to the Rosary Army Catholic Podcast for the first time, thanks for joining us. We do have, in case you didn't know, 4 young boys, ages 4 through 10, and this is our first daughter. We're the baby girl due in January. We've been going through a zillion changes around the house in preparation for this. I feel like we have spent more money and made more changes in this house for this baby girl than we did for all 4 of our boys combined.
But in all honesty, we've been living in this house for a decade.
Yeah.
Just about 1 decade. And we were seriously due for some maintenance and refreshing. It's the whole beautification project has been long overdue. The children have successfully worn down many features of our house,
yes,
and furniture,
yeah,
that we felt it that it was an appropriate time to give it some attention, some love, and maybe make some new purchases, sell a lot of things, buy some new things,
donate some things, give some things away. The big thing reason for us doing this, like you said, we got new couches when we got married, and that was 13 years ago. And the boys have destroyed the couches. They say that you can't break the frame of a sofa. Our boys did. Our boys obliterated the frame of the sofa. They say that, you know, a TV should last very many years and you know, should be relatively safe, right? Our kids destroyed our TV. They apparently thought, what happens when you put a magnet up to the television screen? And so for like the past 6 months, we've just had purple TV, you know? All, you know, when we watch, you know, the Curious George or something like that, it's not the man with the yellow hat. It's the man with the purple colored hat. You know, everything in the monkey's purple. Everything today.
Bob the tomato, yeah, looked like a blueberry.
Yeah. It was Bob the blueberry. You know, today Sam was saying that they've been watching Jason and the Argonauts at school in this Greek class that he's taken. And they actually got to watch this original classic, you know, what is it, 1960s movie, Jason and the Argonauts. I don't know, a couple months ago we rented it for them. And I asked Sam, I said, well, so was it better the first time when you saw it or the second time? He goes, oh, the second, because it was in color. It was because everything wasn't purple. You know, everything looked the way it was supposed to. So we finally, we broke down and we got a new TV and we got new furniture arriving tomorrow. Now, the really cool thing about it is we've been doing all these changes around the house. We'll tell you about them here in a minute. And we're getting new furniture, but we sold a whole lot of stuff on Craigslist to be able to pay for this furniture. We pretty much sold enough to raise the money to buy this. But on top of that, these changes that we've had done to our house recently, they're kind of the result of something that we've talked about for a long time on the Rosary Army Catholic Podcast, which is that you have to get out of debt and you have to be a wise steward of the finances that God has blessed you with. And if you're able to do that, you can start saving money, you can start paying cash for things, and on top of that, you'll also have money left over so that you're able to help other people along the way.
So what we decided to do for the past year is deny ourselves a lot of big purchases. We decided to not pursue any kind of vacation or anything that would cause us to spend a lot of money at once. We just simply said, not right now.
Right.
We have goals. We've got to really hunker down and do this thing. You know, we had a very uneventful summer. We didn't do a lot of field trips. All of that was really stripped down to its basic level, just so that we can try to save as much money as humanly possible. We needed to save money, one, because we had ongoing medical expenses that was forcing us to save money.
Yeah.
And then we knew that we wanted to, you know, have a savings that we could maybe
an
do
emergency
some,
fund,
you know,
and,
some changes
and,
to the house,
sure,
or whatever.
Well, and also we said in a recent episode of the Rosary Army Catholic Podcast that one thing that we've kind of been keeping secret from all of you for over a year was that we were actually trying to move again. And thank God that it didn't work out. Once again, it shows the providence of God that even though we thought that we wanted to go someplace, we're actually talking about Kansas as a possibility of moving to that area. We had no idea what God had in store for us in terms of this radio show, because now we're working for the Archdiocese of New York. We're recording a daily broadcast on Sirius Channel 159 on Sirius Satellite Radio, the Catholic channel called The Catholics Next Door, all these things, I don't know how we would have pulled them off if we had moved. But then when all these things started to come together, and they came together so quick, and you know, you got pregnant with the baby, the show, the new show over at Sirius, all these things happened all at once, we realized, you know what? I think God wants us to stay. We have the money saved up. We were actually, a few years ago, got a loan, and we were going to make some of these improvements a few years ago, like 3 years ago. We got a loan, and then we immediately realized, this is stupid.
You know, one of those line of credit loans that people typically do when they want to undergo some major house renovation that required $15,000, $20,000 that most people just didn't have laying around. So they would take out a line of credit or some kind of equity line of loan on their house. So we were no different. We thought we would just simply exercise that right as a homeowner to cash in on some of our equity. And I kid you not, 3 days later, the buyer's remorse feeling that you hear about when you make a stupid purchase hit me hard. It hit you hard. We were listening more to Dave Ramsey and more about the financial makeover.
Oh, that Dave Ramsey.
And then we realized, oh my, we made a dreadful mistake. We have got to get out of this loan. Yeah. And of course, when you just open a loan and you're in your first week, if you try to get out of said loan, you will be penalized for that. And we knew we didn't have a choice. We were going to have to take that hit, get out of the loan, pay the penalty, just get out of it. So we had to pay, I don't know, $1,000.
Was it that much?
Possibly.
Oh my goodness.
It was a severe penalty.
I thought it was only like a couple hundred
bucks. For breaking the relationship and denying them the interest that they would have stood to make had we kept that loan alive for the full 3 years.
So that is what Dave Ramsey calls a stupid tax, because we did something stupid and we had to pay the tax for
it. That was our consequence for our actions.
But the upside of it is that we were then able to spend the next 3 years, and we got ourselves out of debt. Instead of going into more debt with that loan, we started tackling our credit cards, got rid of all of our credit card debt, and then we tackled our vehicles. Both my car and our family van is paid off. I mean, I have an old 96, you know, junker Honda Civic, but it's paid off, and we're going to keep this thing for as long as we possibly can. The only thing that we owe money now is on our house. And that's what I really believe, and Dave Ramsey talks about this a lot, and we've just said this over and over again on our show. We have to be wise stewards of the money that God has blessed us with. And the Bible tells us that the borrower is slave to the lender. And as long as we had debt, we were slaves to that debt. We weren't freed up to help other people when we needed to. You know, recently when there was all these floods of hurricanes coming through, and there's devastation throughout Haiti, and all these, you know, thousands of people homeless, the hundreds of people dead, all these problems, we were able to help out without even thinking about it. And I think that that's one thing that we are very, very blessed to be able to do. And it's because we got ourselves out of debt. We quit letting all of these debts, you know, keep us as slaves to that. So here we are 3 years later, and we were able to save up money. And suddenly we have this baby girl on the way. Now, on the last program, on the last Rosary Army Catholic podcast, one thing that we were talking about was that we were trying to figure out what in the world we were going to do to our house. We were trying to figure out how, you know, what we're going to do. We're trying to figure out, well, what colors of the room should we paint? And we were also talking about doing something. And quite honestly, this is why it's been over 2 weeks since the last podcast. Because on the last podcast, we were making these decisions. And I think the next day or two after that, we made a decision. And since then, our house has been a destruction zone. If you go over to our personal website over at gregandjennifer.com, for the past few weeks, we've been posting pictures up on the website so that you can see the progress. I think that on the last show, we had dug into the walls. The goal was to hang up this new TV that we had to buy.
That sounds about right.
And so, you know, our friend Moose from Kaitour Coffee House, kaitourcoffeehouse.com, Moose came over, helped us dig into the walls. I tell you what, Moose was like the ultimate friend. I mean, what he did to help us out. But it was also like this great big domino that we just tipped over, because within a few days of that, then we decided, okay, let's go ahead and get these painters to come in. Let's go ahead and get an estimate, because we have this baby girl on the way. One of our rooms, our bonus room upstairs, is used for our job, for recording the Catholics Next Door on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159. So we have to have this room for that, because we're in here all the time recording. But then the other two bedrooms are with our boys, and those are pretty tightened up. And now that we're having a girl, while we could put her in one of the rooms, there wasn't a lot of room to put her into with her brothers.
And honestly, I was a little nervous about having a girl share a room with two boys.
It'd
be one thing if it was a girl and a boy sharing a room. You know, I might could justify that. I mean, I even grew up in a very similar situation. My brother and I had to share a room for many years until we were about the age of 10 and 12 before we were able to move to a place where we had separate rooms. So I know it's possible, but two significantly older boys with a little girl just did not seem right to me. I was a little worried about how they could easily gang up on her if they ever got a mean streak, you know, and I didn't want to have those scenarios. I didn't trust our boys, you know, I just didn't. And so I thought, well, what can we do? Do we have any options left in this house? Is there any way at all we can create a space for this girl to have of her own?
Now, when we got that loan a few years ago, one idea that we had was that we have a screened-in porch in the back of our house, which actually we don't use that often. We had a sandbox in there. The boys actually, it was just a place for them to play in the sandbox and be covered from the sun. And we were going to have that room converted into an office, actually to a studio. This was going to be where we were going to have our podcast studio instead of having it be in our master bedroom closet. 3 years ago, we were trying to figure out what to do. And we were going to have that as a little office. Well, then we returned that loan. We said, no, that's stupid. We can't do that. Let's save the money instead. And all this time passed, and now here it is. We got this baby girl on the way. And so we said, well, what if we actually finally said what we've been talking about doing for years? And even before, you know, 3 years ago, we were already talking about, well, could we ever finish off this as a room, or could we ever have an addition on our house? And we finally had a contractor come out and say, how much would it cost for us to have this turned into a little room? And we'd saved up enough money that we were able to pay for it with cash. And we said, well, you know what? Let's do it. So we had them come in, and we also got them, we negotiated for free because we were able to pay with cash. We actually got them to throw in for free. They took off the wallpaper in our kitchen and in two bathrooms. That was going to be a huge job. That's like a $1,000 job. They did it. They threw it in there because we negotiated that in there. So we finally bit the bullet, and this is why it's been, you know, 2.5, almost 3 weeks since the last Rosie Army podcast, is that our house has been a destruction construction zone. And we finally bit the bullet, and we have downstairs, right off of our kitchen, can't believe it, painted lavender. Tomorrow the carpet's going in, and it will be completed, a little girl's bedroom.
It's there. It's beautiful.
So bizarre.
It's not very big.
No.
You know, it's a tiny little room. It is the smallest room of the house, but it should be enough for one little girl.
Yeah.
It's just going to have to.
Until we have another one, and then we have to put bunk beds in there too, and you know
it should be able to hold bunk beds. I hope, but
get bunk beds in there.
But it was actually, you know, making it really, really set in. You know, we were just standing in there one night, going, "Wow, this is real. This is really, really happening." You know, our daughter will be in this room, and tomorrow, especially by tomorrow night, we're gonna feel even closer to this event because tomorrow afternoon you're going to pick up a crib.
Yeah,
I found a good deal on a used crib on Craigslist, and you're going to go pick that up tomorrow afternoon, and the carpet's going in the morning, so we can actually set up the crib in this room in anticipation of the arrival of our daughter in January of next year. So it's going to be exciting, and it definitely, you know, I think the timing of this is very timely, too.
I will say this. I do love the idea of setting up a crib, but I guess in the back of my head also I was thinking, well, it'd be kind of fun to use that room just to play for the next 3 months. We could put the Christmas tree in there just because we can, you know? Or, you know, I think it'd be fun. I mean, think about what a great memory that'll be for the boys. Remember that 1 year that we had the Christmas tree in there?
I don't want to put the Christmas tree in there because it'll be closed off, and I love walking by it in a common room space.
I have no idea where we're going to put the Christmas tree this year.
It'll be right next to the AV tower.
Okay.
There's a spot over there.
Yeah, we'll see.
It'll fit.
We'll see.
It will fit.
I think you're dreaming, but let's see. We'll see. You know, there's lots of time, lots of time for us to figure that out. But yeah, we could have the nursery is on its way. It's bizarre, and I go in there ever since it's been done. They put the final coat of paint on it last Saturday, but we've had other stuff going on, continued painting. All week long.
The painting is just unrelentless. You know, and
when we're done, we'll have painted every room in this house except for the laundry room and
our closet.
The old closet, the old
office. Yep.
And I guess we'll get our bathroom painted one of these days also. But I mean, just about every single room has been painted in this house, and just a tremendous amount of work going into it. But it feels good, you know. It feels like a new house just because we put on a fresh coat of paint, we moved some stuff around, and
we simplified a lot.
We simplified
got rid of a lot of things because. Yeah. I realized the more stuff we had, the more chaotic it had the potential of being. So we stripped it down just to the basics. You get a cleaner look. It's easier to maintain.
And you
faster
feel more,
to clean it up.
Feel more peaceful, too.
And it feels larger.
A
it
lot
makes your
more
home
peaceful.
Feel roomier and bigger. And we wanted to, you know, take advantage of the space that this house had to offer by not cluttering it up.
So it feels good. We're very much on the way with getting ready for this. We have, you know, take care of all those things this weekend. Just it feels good. So if you want to see some pictures of these things, again, you can go over to gregandjennifer.com and take a gander at that. We've been posting all sorts of updates. And when all the rooms are done, I think we're going to have to do a great big like before and after post, you know, because every room has been changed.
I have.
You know, every room is being used for a different purpose.
Yes.
Every room has had something changed to it.
I can actually help put that together because I have, you know, digital photographs of all the befores.
Yeah.
In its good condition because I took pictures because we were showing the house. It forced me to take pictures of every room in its original state.
Yeah.
And those are the perfect before pictures because now everything has been repainted in new colors and furniture has been rearranged. And it'll be exciting to just, that's how it was. This is how it is now.
Yep, pretty cool. Now, you know, one other thing. We're talking about Catholics Next Door earlier in the program, our show that we do on the Catholic Channel over at Sirius Radio. And we've had a lot of people asking lately, hey, can we hear The Catholics Next Door as a podcast? Can we download that? Well, it belongs to Sirius, quite honestly. It's their property, and because it is a paid subscription service, it would be the same as if you said, hey, cable company, can I have all those channels for free? So they're saying, well, I don't know about that, but just so you know, I did ask today. I asked, hey, is there some way that we can get some content? Maybe just do one segment a week or something like that and put it out as a podcast. Our producer said, probably not, but we'll ask. We'll see what they can do. And if anything, maybe we can grab like just a 3-minute snippet or something every once in a while and maybe include some of that. And if we had some 3-minute snippets, throw them into our Rosie Army Catholic podcast every once in a while. Because I know a lot of people don't have the opportunity to subscribe to Sirius and don't have an opportunity to listen to our daily show. We do this program Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And a lot of people want to hear it, and they don't have the chance to. Now, if you want to, and if you haven't done this already, you can go to thecatholicchannel.org, and you can sign up for a 3-day trial of the channel of Sirius and listen to it online. And a lot of people have done that, even internationally. So if you're an international listener to the Rosie Army Catholic podcast and you'd like to listen to Greg and Jennifer every day, you can.
And every now and then, we will get a caller from someone who has been a Rosary Army podcast listener, and I can't tell you how immediately heartwarming those moments are because we can see on a separate piece of software that runs on another computer monitor, it's called like a call screening software, where the call screener up in the New York studio has to input the name of the caller, a city from where they're from, and a little bit about why they're calling. So Greg and I have a little bit of heads up as to who they are, where they're from. We can personalize it and say, hey, so-and-so from somewhere, thanks for calling the show. And then we can ask them a question because we kind of know what they're calling about and what information they're about to give us. And every now and then we'll see a name and we'll see a place that we recognize as potentially a Rosie Army podcast listener, but we're never quite sure until we hear them speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, so George from Catholic Jukebox
has
called. And that was such, it's like, you know, an old friend coming to visit. So that was a lot of fun. Greg Cuter from Divine Mercy Podcast has called.
Rob Williams from Tupelo Catholic,
He's called in before.
Yeah.
And
I feel like there's been some others, too.
Yeah,
We've talked to Mickey Addison.
Mickey Addison has called a few times.
Who writes Saturday Morning Catechesis on Rosie Army's website.
I think Maria Johnson, the lead writer for that Catholic show,
played on the contest.
She played a game with me on the air. We sometimes have a game called Catholic Smackdown. We've actually done Catholic Smackdown on the Rosemary podcast,
and not as a contest. It was just me throwing Catholic trivia at you.
Right. Well, that still kind of exists in a way, except now on this show, The Catholics Next Door, we like to participate live with a caller.
Right.
And I'm sort of like a lifeline person for them. And hopefully we can help that person, you know, get the correct answers so they can win a prize.
Yeah, and one of the other things, if you go over to gregandjennifer.com, we've been very blessed to have a lot of really great guests on our program. And that's one thing that is a lot of fun for us, is to be able to get to talk to people. We have to talk to
Zena called us.
Yeah, Zena's
called, from the Battlestar Galactica podcast. She called us
Battlestar
before,
Galactica.
Too.
Yeah, we've had a lot of great guests on our program. It's been a lot of fun. Father Leo Padalinghug, Father Bill Kessler. Father Bill's on our program every single Monday. Father Bill Kessler from the Techno Priest podcast comes on the program.
We mention SQPN about in some way, somehow we try to plug SQPN on our show.
But if you go over to gregandjennifer.com, we keep a list that gets updated regularly of our upcoming guests and that kind of thing. Lots of fun stuff over there. Gregandjennifer.com, it's for the show, but it's also a family website because we're posting a lot of just personal behind the scenes stuff.
And it's for because you're our friends and we want to share as much as we can with you. And we feel bad.
And you know what? We miss you guys. I mean,
quite honestly,
we miss you.
There's not a day that goes by where we're not thinking about you.
And I know it's been frustrating the past few weeks, and we keep saying we're trying to get the schedule. But you know, with any familial change, and this isn't just a change to Rosemary. I mean, it is a change to our family, and we're just adjusting. The honest truth is, we're adjusting. We're trying to find out the best way of working, and it's a new job for us too. And anytime, you know, if you've ever started a new job, you know it oftentimes takes a while to transition into it. And that's what we're finding. I mean, just today, Jennifer and I had to have a conversation. It's like, okay, we need to make a change over how we're managing our time to make sure that we're getting a certain amount of time here and a certain amount of time there to be able to work on parts of the show and that kind of thing. And just, you know, we're getting into it. And then the baby's going to come in January, and that's going to require another adjustment. But please know, honestly, and you know, we're always upfront with you guys. We try, when we're definitely trying our best to get on a realistic schedule. But, you know, if we're exhausted and we're totally, you know, burnt out on the weekends, I don't think you'd want to hear from us, quite honestly. But we're trying to figure out, well, what's the best day? So that's why over the past few weeks when we have podcasted, every time we've podcasted, it's been at a different time, a different night, or a different time of day, that kind of thing. We're just trying to find what's going to work best for the long run so that we can make sure that we're continuing to bring you the podcast that you enjoy.
So we hope that you will, if possible, maybe remember us in your prayers. Yep. We would greatly appreciate that. Can't tell you how much that means to us. I don't honestly think it's possible for us to do something on a regular time slot because our lives are just not regular enough that will allow us to be regular with the show. So we do hope that you will be flexible enough to accept an irregular show.
Yeah, and today something came up, and I actually posted about this on Plurk, plurk.com, where I got an email today from someone who is a regular listener to the show. Actually, she contacted me through Facebook, and she just wanted to let us know that she was no longer going to be donating to Rosary Army because we haven't been regular in updating the podcast. And it kind of hit me. I was like, wow, you know, I have felt bad because of the irregularity of the podcast and that we haven't been putting it out as regularly as we had hoped. And it kind of made me wonder. It's like, well, you know, we want to keep doing this, but if it's frustrating people, if we're not doing it on a regular basis, is that the right thing to do? Is it still helping? Is it still serving its original purpose? I think it is. I hope it is. I hope you're enjoying the program still, even though it's not on a regular basis. But please know that we are trying to do our best. And the ultimate goal in all of this, and I know we don't talk about it all the time, but the core apostolate of Rosary Army, the podcast, is vital to the apostolate. There's no doubt about it. But the core, as always, it will forever be making, praying, and giving away all twine-knotted rosaries. And please know that even though the podcast has not been as regular as we'd like, we have not faltered at all on making sure that we're living up to that part of the apostolate. That part is always going to be the most important thing. Making sure that whoever in the world requests a rosary gets one. Whoever asks for instructions for how to pray the rosary can get them from our website. Whoever wants to download the rosary, it's there on the website. And we do have an employee now helping us to process this. And that's been another growing pain over the past couple months, working with this person, helping her get up to speed on all these things, and still managing those efforts and trying to be able to, you know, basically let go and let other people start to work on these things. And we act in a managerial capacity, and it's hard because we still have to have our hands in it a lot, and it's hard to turn things over to people when we've been doing everything for the past 5 years.
You know, just to, you know, help you understand a little bit of our day-to-day life and the time commitments we have, I could easily tell you how any typical day is spent in this house. From our day literally begins when the alarm goes off at 6 a.m., every day.
Yeah.
And immediately it goes into helping the children get out the door and ready for school. And then every minute after that is dedicated solely to an enormous amount of show prep research, which takes several hours, honestly, to complete.
But it's enjoyable, you know, also. We enjoy it.
And so it's work that we really care to do a good job. We really have to do research. We really have to stay current on current events. And that's a lot of stuff to read.
Yeah. And a lot of people thank you to all, so many people have sent such kind emails. And after I posted that email on Plurk today, I actually got an email from Jim, who's one of our audience members. And Jim sent this email just saying, hey, you know what? Totally understand your situation. You know, you're going through changes right now. And also other people who have written and said, we love the podcast. We know you guys aren't going anywhere. We know that you're still doing, you know, the main core of this apostolate. That's what's important. That's what needs to be done. And we're here for whenever you're able to get a new podcast out. And the thing is other people have pointed out, think about the thousands of people who have been helped from this podcast. And now with being able to reach an even larger audience of however many tens of or hundreds of thousands of people a day on the Catholic channel, thank God we're, you know, how blessed are we to be able to help more people in that respect? And so it's,
and we're,
you know,
also
we're
trying,
just trying to do God's will right now. That's all we're really trying to do.
In the end, you know, we are giving 120% of our efforts and energy for God.
Yeah. It's nice. And
you know, and we are honored and blessed to do what we do, that God has seen fit in his infinite mercy to give us this opportunity. And it is challenging, but hopefully we are doing the best we can, even for our kids. We still want to be, you know, involved in their lives, and we're doing the very best that we can. And we hope that we will just continue to have your prayers and your support as we continue and pray for you.
All this just to say, you know, we're here for you guys, and we appreciate all of you who have been so positive during this transition. Rosary Army is growing. It really is. Even though the podcast hasn't been coming out twice a week like it was for so long, the apostolate is growing. People are being helped, and that's the most important thing. That's why we do this, so that people can be helped, so that people continually to grow closer to God as a result of praying the rosary. Now, we've hinted in the past, and I'm so sorry we still can't say exactly this big, huge thing that's happening in 2009. But I'm willing to do this, okay? I can't flat out tell you what it is, but I'm going to give you some hints that you're going to come pretty close to figuring it out, okay? Can we do that?
I guess so. I'm fine with that.
Okay, here's the deal. We are right now, we have signed a contract to do a thing next summer, okay? And it's a contract to be involved with a one-day event.
Is it really one day?
Well, actually, no, it's a week. It's something
it's
that happens
like
over the course.
Event.
Yeah, a two-day event. Yeah.
It's a Friday and Saturday.
But we have to be there on one particular day. But we can't give the specifics because the contract has not been finalized. But we've been told as soon as it's finalized, we can start announcing it. But we're trying to give you enough hints here, okay, that Jennifer and I have been asked to speak somewhere at something that has been very important to Rosary Army since the inception of this apostolate.
So if you think back to the history of Rosary Army.
When we recently told you that there's something that's going to happen next year where we're going to need about 30,000 rosaries.
Why would we need 30,000?
There's a reason why we would need 30,000 rosaries, because this will be the largest exposure that Rosary Army has ever gotten before in a major event. Okay, that's about as much information as we can give.
We have given you lots of clues there.
That's a big hint right there, what we just gave you. Huge, tremendous hint. We can't go any further than that. But just think
before
about
the year is out.
Think about what one event have we talked about every single year?
Always around the summer months.
Always around the summer months. It's something that we have said it's very important, that we've encouraged people to participate in. And now a tremendous honor, Jennifer and I have asked to...
We've been asked to...
To do something that's very important on that day. We'll leave it at that. We will give you more details as soon as they are available. We promise. Right now, we do ask for your prayers. You know what? You know the time of the year. Everyone's kind of tiptoeing around the fact. Uh-oh, it's mid-October. November 1st is right around the corner. We know what these guys do every year starting on November 1st. That's right. The giving campaign's right around the corner. As all we'll say is, please be praying. Right now, we're working, and we need to be meeting with the board of directors for Rosary Army, and we need to be praying exactly what are we going to do next year. And with this big event coming up this year, and with the exposure Rosary Army is going to get, and with the growth that we are seeing on a weekly and monthly basis, with the amount of people being helped, we need your prayers more than anything to help us make the right decisions. I think
that
we're going
Mary,
in the right direction.
Yeah. You know, will intercede for us, and then we will continue to have the resources that we need to function and serve the needs that Rosary Army needs to serve.
So that's it. You know, we're just very thankful, and right now we just need your prayers. Over the next couple weeks, pray for Rosary Army and also for all of you who listen to the other programs over at SQPN. SQPN, as far as I know, again, we're not involved on a day-to-day basis. They are going to be kicking off their giving campaign as well. We typically do both giving campaigns simultaneously because it helps both apostolates. We can help each other out in that respect. So please be praying for both Rosary Army and SQPN these next few weeks as we gear up for that. Hey, you know, it's this is what I've been wanting. I've just been wanting to sit down
and just chat.
And just chat with all the Rosary Army soldiers out there. Thanks for hanging out with
no
us.
I mean, commercial breaks, you know, isn't that nice?
Yeah,
we can just sort of talk and talk and talk.
And just go on and on and on and on. We are so thankful for you to hang out with us. You know, if you want to send us feedback, we always love to hear from you. I know we haven't played any in the recent episodes, but we are trying to get to that point. You can call our feedback line.
206-984-1899.
That's right. 206-984-1899 is our feedback line. Or you can send us email and MP3 feedback over at podcast@rosaryarmy.com. Great information over at the Rosary Army website. And you can also visit the personal website of our family at gregandjennifer.com. We really do appreciate you hanging out with us. Thanks so much for your patience. Thanks so much for your prayers. We can't do any of this work with Rosary Army without that prayer support. Please keep it coming. And pray for our family while you're at it. We would appreciate those prayers as well.
And we love praying for you.
Until next time, folks, we ask you to make them,
pray them,
and give them away. God bless.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.